This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In the uplift today, we're putting the spotlight on children who were already battling cancer when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. These youngsters and their families have special needs during this time, but there are some really inspiring ways that you can get involved and help. One way is through the Keaton's Child Cancer Alliance and the Keaton's for Kids Relief Fund. The Director of Family Navigator Programs, Jessica Alonzo, is on the phone. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning, Beth.
So I think children with cancer are some of the strongest, most hopeful spirits on earth. And even with all that, I can imagine this is an especially difficult time for them and their families. Would you say more about that?
Yes, I could not agree more with you, Beth. The resiliency of our families actually is what drives us to fulfill our mission each and every day, and even more so why we're committed during these current circumstances to providing more support than ever. So as you mentioned, families were already battling cancer before COVID-19, and that alone caused financial burden and trauma, isolation, a lot of emotional distress as they fought for their child's survival. And now, in the midst of COVID-19, we're seeing even more financial burden due to loss of employment for potentially that one parent that may have still been working. There's also increased need for gas and travel expenses since our families are not able to remain home. They have to continue going to their child's treatment centers, and many are still commuting hours to go to their treatment facility for transplants and much-needed protocols for their child's well-being, on top of food expenses as well, with siblings and others currently in the home due to the shelter-in-place and social distancing orders. There is more financial strain as to be able to provide even basic needs like food and diapers and wipes and other needs that our families require at this time.
What I am picking up from what you said is that transplants are continuing. That's a good thing. Families are still being helped. That's terrific. And I would imagine that as hospitals and blood centers ask for blood donations, that assists the children, and that's important for these children as well.
Absolutely. These children's survival relies on these opportunities for blood donations as well as transplants. And so I encourage those that feel comfortable doing so and able to do so to donate blood as well as sign up on Be the Match as well to see if they may be that child's potential for survival in the future.
Okay, so if somebody's hearing this and feels inspired to give, to make a donation, and this is part of why you're the uplift today, this is a wonderful time to do it because any donation is going to be matched, to be boosted actually, through this weekend. Would you explain how?
Yes, we are so grateful to have received a very generous donation from Kids Helping Kids Sacramento. And now through April 17th, any donation will be tripled. So your gift will not only help one local family, you will now have the opportunity to help three local families. So any donation means so much, and we encourage you to give if you can and or share this information with those in our community to help us reach our ultimate goal of raising $75,000. We are at about $3,000 and counting, and so we count on each and every one that is able to continue doing good in our community, just as Kids Helping Kids has done, and let our families know that they are not alone in this journey.
I want to put in a plug for Kids Helping Kids because it is a nonprofit corporation. It's run by high school students. The CEO is 17 years old. It's a really terrific organization that, like yours, and I've worked with both of them, are focused on childhood cancer issues and the special support and the need for funding for kids and families in these childhood cancer processes. And I think both of you had golf tournaments that were planned for the spring. And has yours been canceled now?
Ours has been postponed as well to later this year, and even more so why the funding support now means so much, because we will not be able to count on those funds as we originally planned.
So there are other fun things that can be done. Cards can be written, or e-cards can be sent. There can be Facebook posts, Instagrams. Would you talk about how some of those efforts make a difference and in what ways people can offer them?
Yes, any way to shine some light and positivity in the midst of this crisis means so much to families. And again, just encouraging them to continue the fight that they have begun. And so we encourage those that are able to do so to create cards with uplifting messages like thinking of you and you are so loved, with these quotes that remind again families that we are here and that there are complete strangers that would love to offer their support from a distance. These cards can be placed in our Hope Chest family care packages that are still continuing to be made and customized for newly diagnosed children. And we are hand delivering these to families' homes following proper social distancing protocols as well. And also, if you would like to create a brief video from you and your family or your children sharing these positive messages, feel free to send them to us as well. And I encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook and Instagram to see other family stories and ways that we are currently helping those in our local community.
So again, Jessica is with Keaton's Child Cancer Alliance, and that's K-E-A-T-O-N-S. So maybe a brief reminder in the spirit of that name and where your history comes from with the name Keaton.
Our organization was founded by the parents of Keaton Raphael. He was diagnosed at 5 years old with neuroblastoma and fought a very courageous battle. His parents founded us in his honor and in his memory, in hopes of having a community organization that would not only partner with all of the local pediatric oncology centers, but also provide a hub of resources and support, family navigators that are here to walk alongside a family once their child is diagnosed with cancer. And since we were founded in 1998, we've touched the lives of thousands of families, siblings, parents, and guardians who unfortunately have heard the words, "Your child has cancer."
So we'll post a link, Jessica, to Keaton's Child Cancer Alliance, as well as Kids Helping Kids. And again, that match continues through April 17th, but the many ways to help and to get involved continue long after that. And I'm really happy that we've had a way to raise up your work. And I think about the child in that extended stay in the hospital setting, and that maybe from this conversation, this moment right now to there, some beam of light, some card, some video message can be delivered.
Absolutely. We thank you, Beth, for your time and for those in the community that are still looking to shine that positivity and continue to do good. And again, our families just appreciate everyone that is currently following the shelter in place, social distancing, and all the safety precautions, because ultimately you are providing a shield of protection for their vulnerable child, as well as the parent and siblings that are serving as that child's bone marrow, stem cell donors. So thank you for helping each of our families to remain free from exposure to this virus, to allow their child the best possibility of fighting cancer and healing as well.
Such great words. Thank you, Jessica. To all of you there, you take care, stay safe, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Beth, and thank you all for listening this morning.
That is Jessica Alonzo, Director of Family Navigator Programs at Keaton's Child Cancer Alliance. Again, it's KEATONS, Keaton's Child Cancer Alliance. We'll post those links at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Governor Newsom's press conference is coming up at noon today. You'll hear it live on Cap Radio. So stay safe, stay home, stay informed, and thanks for joining us.